Okay, then, he's on. Yeah, this is warming up, yes. So maybe you don't know me, so my name is Nyana Ratto, which means something like who finds delight in Jnana, the knowledge, yes. And I became a monk at the bhikkhu 1987 in Thailand. So this year is going to be the 20th. I was just talking with somebody, and I can see now many of you are really experienced in life. So the 20 doesn't mean much to you, I guess. Still, as a monk, 20 years is quite a journey. And 6 years ago, year 2000, I came to England. And first year at the Chithurst, and then since 2001, I've been living at Amaravati. And I like to stay on. It's a very good place. I love it. What shall I say? People often ask about my parents and so on. Particularly Asians do. So my father passed away about 9 years ago. And my mother is still alive. She's now 78 years old, yes, this year. And anything else would you like to know? You can ask anything.
Why
did I want to become a monk?
Your family wanted you to become a monk?
No. I mean, Japan is also a Buddhist country. I mean, a different kind of Buddhism. So I was born in a Buddhist family. So the Lord Buddha has a good connection with me, but not like a the very devoted Sri Lankan family. So my parents wanted me to be, say, successful in the world, and then maybe to give them a good grandchildren, something like this. So I finished medical school. So I was supposed to become a doctor, but instead I left Japan for India. I stayed in India for 1 year. And then I came to Thailand, and eventually I became a monk. So why? Initially, my interest or turning point was the issue of the heavy one about the death. Since my childhood, I think it was something in my heart never solved. Couldn't understand, but big threat to my being. And but anyway, in Japan, in order to survive education, you have to really focus on what you're supposed to do. And then, I was a good student. So I was following, but at the same time I was suppressing this serious question. And after I entered the university, in the end, I probably that question I couldn't suppress anymore. So one night it came up into my mind very strongly. I still remember one night I was reading some book, kind of book of philosophy, and then I was reading, and at the night time the mind can be focused very well, and at a certain point I started reflecting or thinking seriously something. Actually, I was writing in order to follow my thought or clarify my process of thinking. And by the time of dawn, I think everything changed completely. I decided, yes, for this life, for the life, I like to really follow to find what is the most important or what's the meaning of the life. Yes, to be a doctor is a good thing to do, but that time my mind wasn't clear. I was just following maybe the to become successful, to become to become successful in a normal sense. So I didn't have enough orientation of the life. But to me it was more serious, what is actually the life? What is beyond, say, the death? Or how can I go beyond the death? That kind of concern, question. Okay, I will focus on this. But I decided anyway. That was my fourth year. In Japan, medical school takes 6 years to finish. So I decided, okay, I will finish the course. But when I finish the course, no excuse. I stop everything and then do whatever necessary. So I did as I determined. So actually, on that very night, everything changed completely. By then, I was a good student, working hard, learning hard. But then after that, I couldn't see, but the priority was shifted, so I couldn't carry on. Of course, I needed to finish the course, so I put the minimum, so-called minimum amount of effort to finish. But whenever I had the extra time, I was, say, reading a books or maybe looking for some teachers or attending some workshop, whatever. I wasn't sure how I managed, but I was really struggling. Lots of passion I wanted to do, but no orientation. Very, in a way, dangerous state of mind. You know, 10, 15 years ago in Japan, we had Aum Shinrikyo, who exploded the toxic gas in underground in Japan. And then a few people killed, and then a few thousand people actually injured. It's a quite shock to the society. And then those who followed that sect, there are many, but the main members actually well-educated. So people really became, became curious. Why do these educated people did such a nasty thing? Particularly their 30s, 40s. But I could understand. To be honest, I could be the same. Because I was so desperate to get something, but also so uncomfortable not knowing what the meaning of the life. It was very uncomfortable to be there. So I wanted to have some answer. So, yes, I had a great aspiration, if you want, but no way. So I couldn't hold that energy of question, anxiety, sense of insecurity, and so on. And suppose if you come across something, you'd hold on to very easily. And I was, or I am, very lucky. But they were, unfortunately, maybe you'd say karmic connection. They end up with some so-called teacher, and in the end, they did, following completely lost belief. But that kind of desperateness, more than thirst, they had, or I had, I completely understand. So, and I was like this. It's really, I could have done anything really. Dangerous state. But maybe something has been helping me, guiding me. And I left Japan. I went to India for 1 year. I was looking for some interesting places, meditation centers or religious places. And visa finished, so I had to leave the country, but I didn't want to go back to Japan. I wasn't ready. I thought it just started. So I came to Thailand. And I still carried on kind of traveling and researching, looking for the teaching. By then, actually, I was started Theravada kind of meditation and more drawn to Buddhist teaching. I mean, I was born in a Buddhist country, but in terms of teaching, I knew, but it wasn't really integrated in my being yet. So after I came to Thailand, it was getting stronger, clearer. And after 1 year, I would say struggle, in the end I came to Ajahn Chah's monastery and I became a monk. So your question, why did I? It's a difficult question, but the initial one is the question of the death. Certainly, this changed my life. When I was 10 or 11 years old, suddenly the idea of death became clear to me. Before, of course, everybody knows death exists, but death was maybe a story in a book, or you go to heaven, or just like somebody's story. But at the age of 10 or 11, it suddenly became the fact we die. And nobody knows what it is. So the kind of, in front of you, you are black, empty space, fear. I think it's a fear of losing the trust I have in this life, in this day life. And actually the losing, fear of losing the consciousness. You see, now I am aware, I am conscious, and we take it for granted. But when I was 10 or 11 years old, when I recognized, yes, this is something completely different, being alive. How about when I lose the consciousness? So fear. But I managed to suppress, or anyway, just I moved on. But that was the issue which has been in my life always. And then why did I become a monk in this tradition? In a true sense, I don't know. But also now I can reflect back. I think I wanted to become a monk even when I was a child. It was not a conscious thing, but compared to other friends in my classroom, actually I had more interest in the Buddhist temples, monks like this. When I reflect back on these kind of things, yes, I had a certain connection with the monk's life, which wasn't so conscious experience, but actually there must be some connection. So I can say I was meant to be a monk. This is these days I can see in that way. So kind of answer.